When the honeybee goes and hovers around the flower to take from it, when it hovers around the flower, there's a couple of things that happens. The Prophet said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مَثَلُ النَّحْلَةِ.
Wow.
أَكَلَتْ أَكَلَتْ طِيبًا وَإِنْ وَضَعَتْ وَضَعَتْ طِيبًا وَإِنْ وَقَعَتْ عَلَى عُودِ النَّخْرَ لَمْ تُكْسَرْ. Okay?
Wow. MashaAllah.
The example of a believer is like a honeybee. إِنْ أَكَلَتْ أَكَلَتْ طِيبًا. When the honeybee eats, it only eats pure. So a honeybee will never go to a flower that another honeybee has already taken from. So it hovers around there and it smells that someone else has already come here and there's another hive that's benefiting from this flower, so I'm not going to go there. That's a pretty profound thing. As Muslims, we kind of do the opposite of that, right? And that's why the Prophet, a believer doesn't do that. You see a Muslim who opens a store that's working, what do we do, Bajan? Yo, I think we can do that as well, right? And we try to go and try to take from the same source. So Allah, the Prophet is saying that the first thing, it eats only pure. We talked about that before in our tafsirs. Then it says, وَإِنْ وَضَعَتْ وَضَعَتْ طِيبًا. Beautiful. And when it sits with so much tranquility. What does that mean? What does that mean is the bee is very, compared to the flower, it's pretty heavy. It never sits on the flower, right? It hovers around it. And there's two different miracles in this. And there's two different reflections. The first of which is, see, the honeybee takes from the flower, but it also gives back to it.
Subhanallah.
Right? It gives life to the flower. Wow. It makes the life of the flower better.
Wow.
And when it takes from it, it doesn't harm it. So, are you kissing me?
Well, Mufti Saab, no, man. I'm mesmerized.
Let me finish, Bajan. Bajan.
I'm about to cry. Keep on going. It's so beautiful.
Okay, so this is so important, Bajan.
Yeah.
All of us in this world have a relationship like the honeybee with the flower. We all have a give and take relationship. Parents, children, students, teachers, friends, spouses. It's all give and take relationship. Let us be like the honeybee that's always giving more and taking less. You see what I'm saying? So what happens with us? We are always in the zone of taking more and giving less. You know that statement in Urdu says, "Woh haath dete pura bazu le leta." You give someone your finger, he takes your whole arm, right? Don't do that. Always be the one who gives more, and never be the one who takes back.